Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay, you're going, your pacing is too fast now.
Pacing? Is, no, what does that even mean?
It's da-da.
What were you, in chorus?
No, it's da-da-da, ba-ba. Da-na-na. And you're doing more of a da-na-na, ba-ba-ba, da-na-na. It's off.
Well, you see, I always play ahead of the beat. That's how I roll.
Welcome back. It's a Monday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
63 degrees right now. Going to get up into the high 70s. Cloudy, rain coming around 2 o'clock. It looks like we are under a flood watch.
Flood watch? What about your smoke?
It's what I. It's a flood. Floody smoke.
Smoke. Smoke?
What are you doing?
Just making
wet
voices.
Smoke is smoke.
All right.
You want to play the music that Jenna does again? We'll try and start over. Yeah, according to my iPhone.
Smoke.
Portions of Allegheny, Cattaraugus, Chautauqua, Livingston, Monroe, Ontario, Southern Erie, Wayne, and Wyoming County are under a flash flood watch at from 2 o'clock this afternoon through late tonight.
Wow.
So put on your high waters.
Yeah.
Batten down the hatches.
Mm-hmm.
Keep all small dogs up high land.
All right.
And be careful today from your friends here in the break room on CMF. So, you know, we all come in after the weekend and recap how our weekends
went. Yeah,
yeah. Personal stuff in the room, you know, laugh. And it seems, Kimmy, recently it's just recapping the food we ate over the weekend.
Yeah. Well, because you have your cheat day Sunday.
Yep,
so we get a full.
Yeah.
Because you'll go out and try something new.
I went to Reds and Lugia's yesterday.
Wow.
Oh, it was a West Side tour, my friend. It was great.
That's a lot of Italian.
But Kimmy and her husband got after it, too.
We did.
Oh, yeah.
We did. So my husband had the idea. He's been talking about barbecue for, like, a couple weeks now.
Okay.
And yesterday.
Men too.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I'm not. Why is that surprising?
Well, I think he's just been craving it, but we haven't pulled the trigger on barbecue. But yesterday we're like, we're going to do it. Let's load up on some barbecue.
She wakes up, guess what, honey? It's today's the day.
Let's stain a shirt.
And not in a fun way.
So, you know, go-to for us, dinosaur barbecue.
Oh, that's number one.
And we're looking at the menu online because we're going to do takeout. And he's kind of doing the math in his head, like, how can I get the most bang for my buck? And he finds this platter that you can order, and it's supposed to feed, like, 4 to 6 people.
So this is like a catering, like, thing.
Yeah. Like, he can't decide what he wants. He's like, we get, like, a little bit of everything with this. We'll be good. And, like, I'm like, but I'm not going to eat that much. Like, I just want to.
I'm not eating a pan of barbecue.
Like, I just.
Which, by the way, lie.
Well, no, like,
I've seen you eat at a Chinese buffet. You can eat a pan of barbecue.
I don't know. I wasn't super hungry.
All right.
But I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. Like, you can always have leftover barbecue.
Sure.
Nobody's going to turn their nose up at that. So I'm also thinking, too, whenever they say it feeds 4 to 6 people, I'm like, it probably, knowing my husband, isn't always enough for 4 to 6.
Yeah, because you married 4 to 6 people.
Yes.
Yeah, she's in a thruple and it's just her and her husband.
So I'm doing the math. He's doing the math thinking like, well, if we order our own separate meals, it's almost the same cost. It's not, but it's fine.
So you're going to go bulk pan?
We're going bulk pan of barbecue. He goes to pick up the food and he comes home with this giant bag of stuff. And as he's like taking, it's like a Mary Poppins bag. Like it never ends as he's taking stuff out. I'm like, wow, this looks like a lot of food. It takes up the whole table. We get all the sides. And I mean, we barely put a dent in it. And as he was taking it out for the first time in our relationship, yeah. I saw him overwhelmed with the amount of food that he ordered.
Like, was it a face of worry? What did the face look
like? Well, it was kind of like, well, this is more like it was a face of I'm not going to be able to tackle this.
Okay. So how many people do you think you could have fed with what you had laying on that table? 10?
Probably not 10, but definitely at least 4.
All right.
That was
four
definitely
hungry ass people.
Okay. Four to six, and you guessed 10?
Yeah.
Well, because like they got multiple sides and stuff. It wasn't just a tin of barbecue. Yeah. She had a table
like a full rack
full
of ribs
of
in there.
Barbecue.
Yeah.
Table of barbecue.
So did you get ribs and pulled pork?
It came with ribs, brisket.
Oh. Damn.
Chicken.
Oh yeah.
We had three meats?
I think so, yeah.
Why is that?
I feel like I'm forgetting something.
That's standard.
Three meats?
It's barbecue, bro.
Yeah.
No, but not at once.
Yeah, there are plenty of plates they sell where you can get all three meats.
Yeah, but that's like on one little plate. You don't get like pans of it.
No, you get a whole pan of cornbread.
A pan of cornbread.
Some men eat pans of meat. Other men's are pansies. You choose your route, my friend. Did you get seafood? Was there shrimp or something like that?
No, shrimp.
Okay,
I'm sure we could have added on, but, you know, that was plenty.
Okay.
He's just going straight meat.
Yeah, I get it, man. Look, here's the thing. Couple of things. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Like, when Kimmy told us his story initially this morning, like, the shock on her face while she was telling the story that she had finally seen her husband order enough food to be alarmed.
He overwhelmed himself.
Yes.
Because how long? You've known your husband since high school.
Yeah, I mean,
are the eating years.
We've been together.
That's a grown boy.
Knew him during them eating years.
What are the worst ABC sitcoms of all time? The eating years?
Been together for 10. Never have I. Honestly, I can only think of a handful of times that he actually had leftovers.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a big boy.
Yeah.
It had to look like Battleship Row with all those pans laid out. Right?
But here's the thing. What? I get it. And I'm surprised the face was of alarm instead of joy. Because I don't know if I'm the only man that does this.
What's that?
If we order too much food, which happens a lot, my way, I don't know. Just looking at all of the food I know I won't be able to finish makes me happy.
Okay. Like you're going to be satisfied.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think he was happy. It was a mixture of both.
Because now you got some leftovers.
Happy leftovers, but
you got
also
a bullpen of pork.
Yeah. Pork pen.
Yeah.
No, but I think it goes past the satisfied thing. I think that there is this weird caveman hunter gatherer feeling of like this is far more than we need, which, you know, for modern times is the most effed up thing. I don't need this, but I'll take all of it. But like when it accidentally happens, it's just like, look what I have done. Look what I have brought home for you. Far too much chicken, pork, and ribs for any of us to consume.
Look at that pan of bread.
So how long are you gonna be eating this stuff for?
I mean, I'm sure the leftovers won't last that long.
Wait, so if he eats it in 2 days.
Yeah.
It's not that
2 days
much
max.
Okay.
So but it was, I
that's
mean,
that's still a lot of eating.
But he'll still, so he'll just like eat it cold out of the fridge over time.
Oh, yeah. I could do that.
It's not like he's going to sit down and make meals out of it. Like this is something that's going to go fast.
You just got to nosh through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you use nosh as in like a name, like that's what it sounds like when you're eating, or nosh is in the proper term of like meal?
The Hebrew name for picking at food.
Okay.
Which I think is probably wrong because we're talking pork. I understand the religious ramifications of my statement. Please don't report me to anybody.
To factor to WCMF, for the first time in her relationship, Kimmy witnessed her husband order too much food.
Yeah. Too much barbecue.
Yeah. And it's jarred. Yeah, that's
heavy food.
Yeah, you're right. It's the heavy of heavy.
Yeah.
Well, here's what sucks for your husband, and I think that all men that live with only women understand this.
What's that?
You know, last night we went to Red's.
Mm-hmm.
Out there in Greece. It's one of my favorite restaurants in town. And I get my veal parm so nobody else touches it because no one else in my family will eat it.
Yeah.
It's like, it's great when you find a food that no one will take, because I don't know about your wife, but my wife...
She won't steal it off the plate.
My wife has decided, Kimmy, even though it bothers the hell out of me, that what's mine is hers. Mm-hmm.
I will strategically order to keep my wife away.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I get mine, and the girls, one of my daughters got their, you know, the cheesy shell thingies. I forget what they call it.
Another, stuffed shells.
No. It was a little shells.
Okay.
It's a special dish they do there. It's very good. My other daughter got, like, this rigatoni with eggplant and pork thing.
Nice.
Really, really good. But, you know, it's an Italian restaurant. Mm-hmm. So here comes the bread.
Yeah.
And you got to get the fried calamari.
Mm-hmm.
And
then of stuff to fill up on.
Yep. Salad, soup. So by the time the food comes, my daughters each take, like, two bites, and then that's it.
That's it. Yeah.
Right? So, like, it sucks being me because I have to be aware of, like, where to take the kids, because if it's too much food, then, like, we're wasting all this money. And the girls, they would never share an entree. God forbid they split something.
But you only have a one-day window to play cleanup dead.
Well, they
I was just going to say, are they left? Like, do they eat leftovers? Do they like leftovers?
Yeah,
or are you stuck with the leftovers?
Right. If it's food they like, they'll eat the leftovers, right? But, like, okay, would it be classless to split an entree
with your kids?
Or have the kids split it, or have you split it with your husband? Is that classless to sit down at a restaurant and do that?
It looks chintz.
I've never been able to do that with anybody I've ever lived with, like, family-wise.
Everybody eats too much.
Yeah.
Or they want their own plate of food.
Okay. Just like, bro.
Like, I could probably do that with my mom, maybe. Like, if we went out to lunch or something, maybe we'd split something, but...
But you're talking an entree, not like an appetizer.
No, I'm talking an entree. Because like, there are some places in town where the portion sizes are just massive.
Yeah.
Massive.
But they also, don't they whack you on the split?
I don't.
Like if you tell you want them to split it?
Oh.
I don't know. I always thought that was like the fanciest of restaurants.
I don't know.
Of course, you would have the...
Shareables.
They whack you on the split, he says. You can't say cool things at fancy restaurants. No, I whacked on the split. Whacked on the split sounds like a restaurant they just opened in the city.
Whacked on the split.
Yeah, you know, he's owned three fancy restaurants before. Welcome to Whacked on the Split. You say that even if you're not going to eat two entrees separately, splitting it is chintz?
It just looks like you're cheap.
And are you worried as a parent if you and your wife get your own entree and you make your kids split an entree? You're going to feel like your dad...
Well, but I'm not doing it to be cheap. I'm doing it so we're not wasting food.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
I understand. But
we're
like,
going to get our own meals, but our daughters must split one.
Children. But
they're going to be full, and they both like just cheese and pasta.
Yeah, who
right?
doesn't?
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. Is that? No?
But they'll take it home and eat it.
Yeah, eventually. But why? I don't want to.
You know. I don't want to spend that money.
No, it's not even about the money.
I can make my own pasta at home for $3.
I can feed a family of four on one entree. No, because, like, you know, as funny as it is for you to talk about all of the food that your husband found, we had all of these leftovers yesterday that my wife and daughters are going to pick at over the next couple of days, and that's actually going to affect meals down the road because girls also do this thing.
What is that?
Where, and I don't know if your wife does this. They're going to pick throughout the day, which is going to throw off all mealtime.
Yes.
Which bothers the hell out of me.
Also throws off meal schedules.
Thank you.
Everything, yes.
Thank you. Right? Because I was going to make this, but I mentioned this, and now I'm only going to make this, but now I used half the ingredients I was going to use to make this, so now everything's all messed up. I don't like that.
Yeah, you don't recover till Thursday.
Thank you! Thank you!
It's a domino effect of meal planning.
I know you're making a joke, but it's 100%
serious,
true.
Man.
It's very frustrating. So all of that can be solved by splitting an entree.
Okay, all right. Chintz out.
And water's for everybody.
No, yeah. I let my girls get Shirley Temples yesterday, despite the sugar situation. This is pure sugar, man.
This is still a thing with kids.
So they become more popular? They've like looped around back?
Okay.
Because that was big, like, that was like my generation.
I remember getting Shirley Temples at all of my T-ball banquets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had another thing called a horse's neck, which is basically the same drink.
I don't know.
It only took like one kid to order. It'd be like, I'll have one of those too.
Yep,
thank you.
Yep. By the way, I've never heard that referred to as a horse's neck. And when adults, when you were a kid, asked if you wanted a horse's neck, you probably should have said no. Oh, man, I get so many horse's necks here at the boarding school that I live at.
Basically, it's a kiddie cocktail.
Okay. What goes in the horse's neck?
It's the same drink, basically. I think one was for boys, one was for girls.
Kimmy,
so a little boy didn't want to drink a Shirley Temple, so you called it a horse's
neck. Could we have picked a more inappropriate name?
No, I guess not.
Can't give a child?
A horse's neck was originally a non-alcoholic mixture of ginger ale, ice, and a lemon peel.
Yeah.
It's just ginger ale.
Yeah, and usually they put grenadine in it sometimes, just to make it, you know.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You can throw grenadine into anything, a kid's going to drink it.
Okay, I'm going to order a horse's neck and see if the bartender knows what I'm talking about next time I go out.
Okay. Probably not.
And I really hope he doesn't unzip his fly first.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation Trusted Dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a sad story.
What happened?
But it's also a reminder of what sports was in Rochester for a very long time. Because, you know, as much as running into Josh Allen would be an unbelievable experience today, there was a time.
There was a time.
Thank you. Where guys that played here in Rochester had that same effect on people.
Yeah.
And it seems it's gone and it's never coming back.
Yeah. Probably so.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Friday morning, just after we got off the air, we found out that Rochester Americans legend Scotty Metcalf had passed away.
Yeah, I was shocked.
He was 58 years old. He was a member of the Calder Cup winning team. That's the last time the Amherst 96. Brought it home. Yep, you got it. And he was a guy, he had two stints with the Amherst, went and played over in Europe for a little while in between. If you knew Scotty Metcalf, which a lot of people in this town did, he was just a nice guy.
Yeah, he was not what you expect from a guy that played like that.
Well, because like, you knew him way better than I did.
He used to come on the show every Friday when they were in town playing, and you know, he'd have a shiner. His knuckles looked like they were in a grinder. But he was so well-traveled, well-read, kind of soft-spoken, not what you expected from a guy that earned his living that way.
He was a brilliant guy.
Yeah.
Very smart.
Well-traveled. You know, like you said, he was in Europe. He would talk about traveling around Germany and the sights he saw. And he also liked to party. Like, so he was like, you would see him out at the bars and you'd see him out on the town.
Yeah. I mean,
he was a regular guy.
Just like engaging, funny. Like, you know, it was one of those stories on Friday where if you grew up in this town, when you saw it, it hit you really hard.
Yeah.
And with that being said, Scotty was one of the last local sports legends.
Yeah.
Because right now, sports is dominated by the four majors, NHL, Major League Baseball, NFL, and NBA. But back in the day, in Rochester, there were folks who never made it to the show that had just as much name recognition as the athletes that you watched on TV. Everybody knew Scotty Metcalf, Jody Gage, Craig Sharon, Chris Taylor. I mean, they weren't born here, but they made their homes here.
Yeah, they moved here.
They stayed here. Yes, they found jobs here. Like, you know, Scotty Metcalf is not from Rochester. He had his time with the Amherst, and he stayed, raised a family here. And here's the thing. It wasn't just the Amherst. The Red Wings had guys like Joe Altobelli, Luke Easter, manager Marv Foley, like names that you
Marv.
They were guys that you walked out. Like, you were excited to see them in Wegmans. Even the Rochester Raging Rhinos, when we were hit with soccer fever in the late 90s, Doug Miller was one of those guys.
So Doug Miller, didn't he have like his own like summer camps and all that stuff that he ran? And
he's been a soccer name in this town for 30 years. Remember Lennon Steenkamp?
Oh, my God. How do I know that name?
He played for the Rhinos, but I will never forget the name. Lennon Steenkamp, because he was named Lennon Steenkamp. But the point I'm getting at is these were guys that kids waited for autographs from, not because they thought that they were going to be big stars one day, but because they mattered to people who love sports in this town. Like, Tommy, you remember the insanity that was Rochester when the Amherst won that Calder Cup in 96?
Yeah, so they won the Calder Cup, and then Marv Foley and Red Wings won the same year?
Governor's Cup, 96.
Yeah, so it was the same year they both won, and that hasn't happened since.
No, but I mean, I don't think either of them have won a championship.
Right, so I'm saying that hasn't happened since.
But like that Calder Cup, when it came back to Rochester.
Oh, God, it was so funny. Because our producer, Rich the Bull Gensler, was a big hockey nerd, and he just followed those dudes around. And every night he was out, and they were partying with that cup, and he was drinking out of that cup every night for a week, and then he was out with strep. I go, you're such an idiot.
What a coincidence.
He was just, because he was like, you know, he's a big sports kid. He worshipped these guys, you know.
But we all did, right? Yeah. Like, whatever, you know, if you are under the age of 30 years old, whatever time period you grew up in, there were guys for the Amherst and the Red Wings that you just idolized.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they weren't.
And they drew a crowd.
Exactly. Yes. You were getting 10,000 a night at Silver Stadium, or that became Frontier, now Innovative Field, you know, the Blue Cross Arena. Like, it was such an awesome time to be a kid and a sports fan.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that carried in through your adulthood. And, like, what sucks now.
Yeah.
Again, 252 WCMF, 252-9263. Amherst legend Scotty Metcalf passes away. We found out about it just after we got off the air on Friday, 58 years old, but just a legend in this team, a legend. Like, you know, minor league sports are different now. Like, they exist in hockey and baseball just to get the guys to the big leagues.
Right.
Rarely do these major league franchises care about their minor league teams winning. If it happens, great. If not, whatever.
Yeah, it's just a system.
Exactly, right? And that's just a sign of the business of sports.
Yeah.
But, like, losing Metter and, you know, past the sadness of the folks in the greater Rochester area, it's a reminder of how you didn't have to be a diehard fan to know who Jody Gage or Scotty Metcalf or Marv Foley or Doug Miller was.
Yeah, they were local names.
Exactly. I never went to a Rhinos game in my life.
Yeah.
I know Doug Miller.
Yeah. Really?
I know Lennon Steele. I've never been to a Rhinos game.
Never?
Not once. Is that surprising?
It is. I thought everybody that grew up here had at least gone once or twice.
Yeah, because it's pretty amazing. Because they drew
I
want to say the number like 13,000 fans would show for those games on
a
Friday.
I remember going so much as a kid.
Well, I mean,
it was almost like you were in Europe.
I mean, I had two things. I never played soccer.
Me neither.
And I think my dad was one of those guys that was anti-soccer.
Oh, he was a white middle-aged man.
Well, no, there was one thing that they had a lot of in that stadium. It was white middle-aged men. No, my dad was, we play football, America.
Yeah, true.
Football's America. I'm not goddamn communist playing soccer with my feet. Communists use their feet. And by the way, like, that reverence you had for those local sports guys when you were a kid, you still felt as an adult, for example. Scotty Metcalf kept playing beer league hockey.
Yeah.
Right? And if you play beer league hockey, odds are you have played against him over the last, like, 10 years. And I got to be honest with you, and this is so dorky. Being a kid when he was in his glory days with the Amherst, like whenever I was on a team that played against Scotty Metcalf, I would be like, ooh, we're playing against Scotty Metcalf. Butterflies is the wrong word, but it was like, it was a little more juicy. Ooh, yeah, it's Scotty.
Well, yeah.
And like, by the way, the guy could still play.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was out of shape, suck and win. The hands never go away.
Yeah.
And if he wanted to, he could embarrass the hell out of you. But he was kind about it, which made him even more of a good dude.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I was just like, you know, every once in a while, I'll see Jody Gage walking around. And, like, you know, just doing this job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
we know Jody, and he's a really nice guy. Yeah. And, like, we'll have a conversation with him. But I'm still like, oh, it's Jody Gaines. Oh, my God. Hey, guys, check it out. It's Jody Gaines.
Yeah. It's impressive.
Like, I remember being a kid, and I know this happened to you, Kimmy, where, like, these Red Wings or the Amherst or the Rhinos would come to your school and, like,
oh, yeah, I went to their camps and stuff as a kid.
And, like, that day they were coming into school, right? Like, people would bring stuff in to get autographed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that was my point, I guess. They drew a crowd.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't think you would see that anymore.
Yeah.
On a local, like, minor league guy.
I mean, other than the, I know there is a section of, like, diehard Amherst fans that exist, right? I'm not saying that those diehards aren't still there, right? But, like, unless you follow the Sabres deeply and you know who's supposed to be the next guy,
yeah,
not many people know who those guys are.
So one night we had an open mic competition for comedy at this place called the Captain's Attic on the West Side back in the day. Mm-hmm. So we had judges. So we had Metcalf. We had Marv Foley, Wheeze, and I forget who else. Oh, the speed skater, Kathy Turner. So people were coming in. It was sold out. There was $1,000 cash prize, open mic. Come up and do your best, right? So they're there to judge it, right? Nobody's listening to the comics. They're all talking to the judges. So people were bringing stuff in for Marv to sign, you know, from it, because this is after they won, like, their championship.
Yeah.
Like, they were just there to see these guys. They could care less about the open mic, but because they were all there, we drew a crowd of just sports fans. But you'd never see that.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Barber. Hey, Barber, how are you, buddy?
Morning, guys. Well, there was a time.
There was a time.
When we had really good local sports writers, especially for the paper, Kevin Aklubjub, Bob Matthews, Petoniak, all these guys, and they could do, you know, write-ups on these players so that you would know who they were. Plus, it was way better coverage. Today, you look, and there's not even the standings in the International League. You have no idea how bad the Red Wings are. There's no coverage of the
Red Wings are actually on a heater right now, with all due respect to the Red Wings.
But, I mean, it's just there's no the local newspaper absolutely stinks. Like, you wouldn't even want to wrap a
I know. I go down. I wait for it every day. Nothing.
All right. Just to give a heads up to the old school fans, Barber, that still want to read about that stuff, there is a website called pickandsplinters.com.
Pickin' Splinters. All right.
Kevin O'Clubja, who's another one of my favorite people, he writes for that site. All the local high school sports, minor league, major, all that stuff is there. In fact, I'm looking at a story done by Kevo. Amherst teammate remembers Scotty Metcalf, the ultimate competitor.
Yeah, he did a real nice write-up for Stitch over the weekend. So the coverage just isn't what it used to be anymore. I mean, and plus you're looking at sports scores. Today's Monday. They're publishing Saturday scores. That's how bad the DNC has gotten.
Yeah, but I mean, like, in the defense of the DNC.
But there was another way I could find out what's happening.
There's your problem. Right, I mean, everything is on demand now. If somebody hits, like, for example, there was that amazing finish to the French Open yesterday.
Yes.
Right, I'm not a big tennis person. Yeah. Okay, but the second it ended, all of my social media exploded because it was like the super unique thing that happened.
It's almost like if you don't catch it right after it happens, you kind of miss it because we move on so fast.
Yeah, that's a good point. Mm. Yeah, get a phone, Barber, is what we're trying to tell you.
Well, hoist a beer to Metter because he is one of the. True last local legend heroes that kids could look up to.
Amen, Barber. Amen. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Barber. Why aren't things away? I guess I...
Where's our newspaper?
I can't make fun of him. I'm asking the same question.
I'm getting the Thursday night's results. they play the West Coast. You don't find that out next week.
I almost feel like now if you were taking your kid to meet like one of the local players on any team, you're taking them to see somebody who you hope makes it to the next level.
Yes, that's it.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you're hoping you meet somebody before they actually make it big.
No, you're absolutely right. Yeah. You're right. All right. So I haven't heard anything if they're going to do a public memorial in any way. I'm sure if they did, it would be well attended by diehard Amherst fans.
Well, it won't be in the paper. No coverage.
Again, if you are someone looking for what Barber misses, go to pickandsplinters.com. Right. They got everything you need.
Good tip.
Really great.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is a problem, Tommy.
Whatever.
We know that you can get the same news story two different ways based
sure.
on where you see it.
Mm-hmm.
We also know that the overwhelming majority of Americans just read headlines, which is problematic. But it turns out this is much, much worse than we thought.
Uh-oh.
Because most of Americans,
yeah.
it turns out now, get their news from this place.
This source.
Yep. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, the time has come. The dads have been entered.
We're done.
Yes. Well, no, we're not done.
We're done.
We've only just begun,
all
Thomas.
Right.
We have over 60 dads.
God damn.
At WCMF.com, where you can go right now and vote for which one you think is the sexiest.
Mm-hmm.
We have. When do we know? When's the voting done? Do we know?
I think
we will let you know. But right now, you can go to WCMF.
But you can vote right now.
Yes, WCMF.com. You can vote for which dad is the sexiest of the 16 pages of sexy dads.
16 pages of daddies.
Yeah, we were hit with an influx of a lot of shirtless men.
All right.
Late Friday, as everything was wrapping up. Like it had, we must, Kimmy, have set a record for the amount of shirtless dads in one year.
Yeah. I think some dads heard us talking about the other shirtless dads
yep.
and said, wait a second, I see your shirtless dad, and I raise you a shirtless dad.
All right.
By the way, you remember, so Armand, who does Where They Want.
Yeah.
He calls all the time. He's in a tuxedo.
He's in a tux?
He's in a tuxedo.
I don't think I've ever seen Armand.
I met him at the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't look like a guy you'd normally see in a tuxedo.
I have him as a thin guy.
So you can go to WCMF.com
right now.
Vote for your sexiest dad. That guy, I got a guy here. I'm sorry.
Right.
Before we get into this story, his name is Matthew. He is in a camouflage shirt with a tie and shorts.
Wait, like a camouflage dress shirt with a collar and a tie.
Yeah, with a tie and like hoochie daddy shorts.
Is the tie also camouflage?
No, it's more of a brown color.
All right, so it kind of blends in, though.
Buckskin.
Oh, okay.
I would guess. All right, so go see for yourself. WCMF.com. Vote for your sexiest dad today. Tommy?
Yeah, what?
I have a study in front of me. And the study is where the majority of Americans say they get most of their news from.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Tommy, would you like to take a shot where the majority of Americans get most of their news
from? Well, I'm going to say now is probably like Instagram or Twitter.
Okay, so social media?
Yeah.
All right, that's a good guess. You're wrong.
Oh.
Kimmy, would you like to take a shot?
I was going to say social media, too. So.
Okay, that's
what's
a,
left?
That's a stupid pick because you already know that's wrong. Okay. Yeah. It turns out that today, 73% of Americans say they get their news from friends, family, and neighbors.
So just conversation.
Yep.
They don't even look at anything.
Like, no. You get a, did you hear about fill in the blank?
Yes. Okay, so let me take that back. It's where you get most of your news from. 73% of Americans said they get most of their news from friends, family, and neighbors. That was the greatest response in this poll. News stations, either TV or online, came in at 64%. Radio came in at 52%.
Okay.
And it turns out online forums like Facebook groups are being, they're slightly down at 52%. And I don't know if that's an effect.
But I always figure that's where the neighbor hears it from. Yeah.
Which you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Okay. With 73% of Americans saying they get most of their news from friends, family, and neighbors.
Second and third hand.
You got it. There is no way in which this is a good situation.
Well, you're getting a really unfiltered, straightforward, the truth.
Even when they're telling you it, the story sometimes, you're like, that doesn't sound right. I don't know. I'm going to have to check on that.
Okay, but like first off, to Kimmy's point, you trust your family and friends and neighbors to give you good enough information over the news.
Yes.
Right? And to Kimmy's point a second ago, where are they getting this information from? It's just the news, but they're saying it wrong.
Right.
Right?
But I think about, like, so my wife doesn't really watch the news.
Okay.
Like, she watches entertainment stuff. So if she'll ask me a question, I'll just tell her whatever I've heard that I've watched. You probably do the same thing with your wife because your wife doesn't have time to watch the news.
You're right.
So both of our wives, probably they'll ask you a question, and you'll give them the answer.
But that's not good, especially from us.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Like, you know, when I'm having a conversation with my wife, it's not like here where we are vetting and checking.
No.
You know, I don't want to get sued, and I feel a responsibility. Right. I'm just talking to my wife.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Well, but look at, like, Kimmy's husband. He works all day, overnights. He probably doesn't watch a bunch of news.
He is the news, man. Yeah. The beefy news.
I always look for his truck.
What are you, 12?
I do. I always
he is. Yes, he is. He is 12.
Okay. Yeah. I guess it's a little different because, to Pat's point, like, you're kind of like the first to see some of that.
No, but
happening.
He's not sitting down watching like an hour of the nightly news or taking it in.
Yeah, probably not.
I don't know. My dad was a cop, and he would always watch the news to see if he made
they're pretty
it on the news.
In tune. They're pretty in tune to what's going on. Yeah. I don't know.
252 WCMF. 252-9263. Even more alarming.
What's that?
Than 73% of Americans saying now they get
word of mouth. That's basically what it is.
Yes, most of their news word of mouth from their friends, families, and neighbors. They narrowed down what types of news you are most likely to get from your friends, family, and neighbors. The most likely, political. Yikes.
Okay.
Second, crime.
Oh.
And that last one explains a lot about the last couple of years. People convinced that crime is up when, in fact, it is not.
Okay.
Right? But getting past the actual numbers we have in front of us here, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. How many people have a friend that they trust so much, if they were to tell you a news story, you'd take it at face value?
No one.
You don't have anybody in your life?
I can't think of any.
You're not going to Google it?
Well, you. Like, if you told me something.
Okay, so that's not good.
Right. Yeah, you would be it.
Okay, again.
But because we do this for a living, though. So I know, like, we both watch a lot of news.
Uh-huh.
But you're the only person in my life, like me, that takes in a lot of news.
Okay.
Nobody else in my circle of people pays attention to the news like we do because of our gig.
Okay, you see what you're doing, though, right? Like, you're laughing at everybody
else. What'd you hear?
You're laughing at everybody else about this. But you go, me, though. Me, I do this. But like, the way I do it.
Guys.
It's a good.
Yeah.
The way I do it is smart. When everyone else does it, dumb. Super dumb. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Do you have a friend or a family member that you trust so much that if they shared a news story with you, you would not look up anything more about it, you would take their word for it?
I can only think of one, but I know that this is somebody that really, like, is just very... what's the word I'm looking for? Like,
in
constant,
tune?
Yeah, like, okay. Constantly looking things up, double checking things. Like, doesn't just take like word stories and run with it. Like, she's actually very interested in what's going on and why things are happening.
Okay, so again, when everyone else does it, it's stupid. But when Kimmy do it, but when I but do it, I check my sources from
I'm not
friend.
Saying me.
So I did notice.
No,
something.
I'm saying when you get your news from somebody.
No, but I'm saying, like, that's the only person I can think of where I wouldn't, like, double check some things after they tell me.
But, like, so I was at a Christmas party with family, and I noticed that three people there really into podcasts.
Okay.
So they were sharing stories that they heard on podcasts from people that weren't listening to those podcasts.
Yeah. Okay.
So that, again, was they're listening to a podcast, taking it in, and then spitting it out their way to other people.
You know where I'm really surprised? Did coworkers show up on there?
Because it was all in there. Well, friends, family, coworkers.
I'm thinking,
coworkers.
Like, you know, they're the first purple.
They're the first purple people.
They're the first people you usually talk to in the morning. And sometimes if you miss something overnight, well, that your coworker's going to be the first
to
tell
you about
it.
Yeah, that's always been
a way. Okay, but there, I mean, I don't have a coworker here, again, maybe other than you. And even you, look, I love you, but I'm Googling it. Like, where they could be like, if the story sounded off, I'd be like, that can't be true. There's no way.
Gail Sayers was in Roots.
Yeah, see what I get when I believe you, you dumbass. 252 WCMF. 73% of Americans now say they get the majority of their news from friends, family, and neighbors. And of the news they get, they are most likely to get political news from those people and crime news. Here's the thing, man. Like, as we talk about, like, that person you have in your life who you trust, look, forget the ethical part of this, right? Where if you're going to be up on the news, you should, like, get the actual news.
Right.
Aren't you afraid of repeating what someone else told you and looking like an idiot to the next person?
Doesn't seem to be a problem.
No, but I mean, no, it's a problem.
Doesn't seem to bother them. Okay. I guess, right?
Why?
Because nobody's going to call you on it.
No, there are plenty of people that'll call you on
it. Doesn't seem like it. It's not stopping anything.
Okay.
Seems like nobody's really calling you. I don't want you to call me because I don't want you. You know, I mean, it's like a mutual firing squad.
Because, like, there's one story that sticks out of my head because it was so ridiculous. So ridiculous. Like, the second we saw it, we knew it was wrong. And this showed up in every city in America.
What's that?
That there, at one point, was a local school district in every town that had put litter boxes in the bathrooms because kids that dressed up like furry animals, identified as animals, would only go in the litter box.
And did you see what it was costing these districts? Just in litter.
So, like, that was a story that became so prominent. Was not true. Was never true. Never happened.
Right.
That not only did it circulate on Facebook, there were multiple guys who had microphones on the radio who reported that story as fact. And everybody that talked about that story looked like an idiot.
Yes.
Because, of course it wasn't true. But, like, aren't you, you're not embarrassed about looking?
I don't, it doesn't seem like, I mean, my brother spews stuff that doesn't seem bother them at all.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes I try not to laugh.
Yeah.
But sometimes I can't help myself.
Okay.
And he'll just stick to the story anyway. It doesn't even bother me.
So you're so dyed in your convictions.
Oh, yeah.
But the conviction's not even your convictions. It's just a story you heard.
I don't forget, my brother's 78 years old, so he's pretty much, those grooves are worn deep.
Okay. You know, the other strange part about this?
What's that?
I thought we didn't talk to each other anymore.
Apparently we do. Maybe we're a little bit more social than we realize.
Well, no, all I hear all the time is how buried in our phones we are.
Well, you could be social on your phone. You could be texting each other back and forth, right?
Yeah.
I could see what you've just updated on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, right?
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. I guess the funniest part about all of this is who we actually trust the most with the news we get.
Mm-hmm.
Because in this same study, it turns out that we don't see our friends and family as the most trustworthy. Despite the fact that 73% of Americans say that's where we get most of the news, we do not trust our family and friends. Mm. The most trustworthy news outlet, you want to guess?
Outlet.
Yes, for Americans, according to this study.
So it's still, it's got to be social media.
No, it's not. Kimmy, you want to take a shot?
Your local nightly news.
You got it. Bang. Okay. Local news outlets.
Oh.
So number one was local news outlets. Okay. Number two was friends and family. Mm-hmm. Then came social media.
Wow.
The least trusted news source in America? Politicians.
Oh.
And that didn't change based on your political affiliation.
Yeah. Both sides.
Only 7% of Americans in this study say the information they get from politicians is very accurate. People are three times more likely, according to this study, to believe the local news broadcast on TV over their local politicians.
Those clowns in Washington.
Which I guess is good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then why aren't we seeing that?
I don't know. It doesn't feel that way.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, because every time I get on, you know, we, again, for this job, we have to get on, you know, 8:13, 10, watch the news, check their websites, all this stuff. All I see on these Facebook stories are comments about how nobody trusts the local news.
Yeah.
But they're still going for the stories, and according to this thing, they trust people.
Okay.
Right?
They just don't trust the politicians. But you probably trust the one you like.
Yeah.
You hate that's politicians. That's probably what it is. Because they always say, like, everybody hates Congress, but they love their congressman.
Yeah. You're right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's my guy. The rest of our bums.
But here's the thing. Even a politician you like, do you take them at their word every time they speak?
I probably do subconsciously, because you like the guy. And he's telling you what you want to hear. So, like, if you're on that guy's side and he's spewing what you want, he's handing you the candy, then I'm digging that guy.
Okay. Again, I think there's a difference between hearing what you want and believing what they're saying. Because I do think there are people who will hear a politician speak, know they're full of it, but like the message and just let it go.
Yeah. I bet you everybody's guilty of that to some degree.
Right?
Yeah. It's human nature.
All right. So then that means you don't trust that politician even though you like him, which is also a weird thing.
Yeah.
That you can like a politician that you don't fully trust.
I just trust this guy more, maybe.
Enough. No, I trust you enough.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess the moral of the story is...
trust no one.
Well... Not anyone you know.
Question authority.
Unless you know the guy who does the news.
Don't trust anybody over 30.
I think that's actually fair.
Yeah.
That's a fair statement.
Yeah, 1972.
Or now. I don't trust me.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.